It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails. After listening to our show last week on political changes in Latin America, Christian Correa in Las Vegas wrote, "It is essential for us Latin Americans to take destiny into our own hands rather than let capitalist countries dictate our destiny." It seems, he added, that democracy, according to the U.S., is when a small group of rich men seize power, and a dictatorship is when a man like Hugo Chavez wins three elections by massive majorities. Our discussion about adoption and how that process has changed led Flora Newberry in New Jersey to write us about how her parents adopted two children in the early 1970s. "My adopted brother and sister both had one Caucasian and one African-American birth parent," she explained, "while the rest of our family is Caucasian. My adoptive siblings were constantly facing subtle forms of racism that we weren't even aware of, from expectations about hairstyles to expectations surrounding scholastic achievement. When they hit adolescence and began searching for their identity, they had to contend with a plethora of negative stereotypes about African-Americans that exist in our culture because we had never experienced it ourselves. We did not have a lot of tools to help them out." Finally, our show about the baby boomer generation, those people born between 1946 and 1964, prompted a lot of email. Bonnie Mangine in Florida wrote, "We talked the talk, but we did not walk the walk. We turned out to be the biggest materialists and apparently have no qualms about trashing the planet in our consumption. What happened to all those people who went to Woodstock? I was proud of the ideals we had and am saddened that we didn't have the strength of character to maintain those ideals." And Betty Bishop in California wrote that she's tired of all the hype surrounding baby boomers. "I think the most irritating thing about being a boomer," she said, "is the way that the media tries to lump us all together. We're a huge generation and a very diverse one, and the labeling is annoying. They've tracked us from birth through childhood, adolescence, college, into the workforce, and now into retirement. We've been pulled on every subject, from the war in Vietnam to potato chips, the cars we drive, and our views on abortion. Our opinions and quirks have been published and discussed ad nauseum. Maybe," she concluded, "they will let us die in private." Well, you can send us an email with your questions and comments. That's the best way to reach us. The address, totn@npr.org. Be sure to tell us where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.